Greens leader Bob Brown says party leaders should consider appointing cabinet ministers from outside the government. The idea has also been raised by the independent MP Rob Oakeshott as he decides which party to support in minority government. As vote counting continues, analysts say Labor and the Coalition now hold 72 seats each, with Brisbane the only seat in doubt. Australian of the Year Patrick McGorry says the nation's political leaders are too insecure to push for a republic. The mental health professor delivered the annual Republican lecture last night. He said cutting ties with Britain is the only way to achieve true reconciliation with Indigenous people. Aid agencies in Pakistan are assessing staff safety after US officials claim the Taliban's planning to attack foreigners there. The Washington official said militants may also attack Pakistani government ministers. A Taliban spokesman says the presence of foreign aid workers is unacceptable. Several Australian Defence Force commandos could be charged over the deaths of five children during a raid in Afghanistan. Fairfax Media reports the Director of Military Prosecutions is preparing to lay charges in connection with the incident. A teenager, two young children and two babies were killed during a mission in February last year. And reports from Jakarta say the Indonesian government will seek $2.5 billion compensation from an Australian-based company responsible for an oil spill. The Montara well leaked into the Timor Sea for more than 70 days last year, destroying fish stocks in Indonesian territory.